This is Legally Literate, the go-to podcast for small business owners to keep up to date with the latest legal developments affecting the small business sector in Australia. Every week, we'll take you through the practical implications of these developments for your small business in plain English, and we'll help you to develop your legal literacy. We hope you enjoy this week's episode. Hi, and welcome to episode one of Legally Literate. I'm your host, Erica Taylor. Well, as you may have seen in a recent Instagram post, this was not what I planned to be the first episode of Legally Literate. I had launched into recording what was the first episode and then realised that there was something missing. It's all well and good to highlight the struggles of small business owners when trying to understand and keep up with the laws that apply to their business activities, and how by improving your legal literacy, you can alleviate some of those struggles. And it's all well and good for me to explain to you why legal literacy is important. I know why it's important. I'm a lawyer. And as I've explained in posts on our website, the rule of law requires that all of us who are subject to the law must know the law. Outside of a business setting, most of us will only have a handful of interactions with the law throughout our lives. And these interactions might take the form of traffic infringements, minor misdemeanors, buying and selling property, family law and divorce, and workplace issues. And in the vast majority of these scenarios, we'd seek legal advice. Those high-ticket legal interactions where we know that the advice of lawyers is important, if not absolutely necessary. So in this endeavour to establish the Legal Literacy Foundation, I've asked and answered the why. That is the question of why legal literacy is important. You know how to run your small business and apply the skills of your trade or profession to generate revenue. But are you aware of, and do you understand, all of the protections and obligations that come with the law? If you answered no to this question, rest assured you're not alone. However, ignorance is no defence at law, and the importance of legal literacy for small business owners therefore cannot be underestimated. I can share my knowledge of the law with small business owners, hopefully in a way they can easily digest and understand. I can write a blog, record a podcast, and put it out there to be consumed. And hopefully, by doing so, I will in some way help small business owners improve their legal literacy. And I started planning my first podcast. And that's when I had to stop, because I realised that answering the question of why legal literacy is important for small business owners only goes part of the way in solving the problem. And then I asked myself, well, what is that problem? What is the problem I'm seeking to address through the Legal Literacy Foundation and my content, this podcast, blogs, courses, etc.? So when I used to work as a lawyer, I advised many small business owners. And because I've done that, I know why legal literacy is important. If many of my small business owner clients had been legally literate, then they would have sought my advice sooner rather than later. I had so many situations where people would come to me with a legal problem, and I'd be honest and say, this is going to cost you far more money than the value of your dispute to solve. And they had to make a difficult decision. Did they want to stand by their principles, spend that money, and proceed on the basis that there was a 50% chance of them being successful? Or did they just want to acknowledge the loss and move on? So where was the problem? I had to identify the problem that existed for small business owners in improving their legal literacy. And to do that, I had to work backwards from my answer as to why legal literacy is important for small business owners, and also put myself in the shoes of a small business owner, which wasn't hard because I have been one in the past and my husband is a small business owner himself. So working backwards, what does it mean to be literate? Literacy goes beyond knowledge or skills. Being literate means to be able to produce, interpret, and understand language in different contexts. And to be truly literate means that you have an understanding of a language sufficient enough to allow you to question it and to form your own interpretations of that language. A person becomes literate as they develop the knowledge, skills, and qualities to interpret and use language confidently. The law is a language in and of itself. Asking a person to read legal information without first explaining what it means would be like asking a person who doesn't speak English to read, understand, and comply with instructions written in English. English itself is a funny language. I saw an old clip of a comedian who was talking about the oddities of the English language. He was talking specifically about the words alter and change. Alter and change have the same meaning. You can alter a document or you can change a document. But when it comes to the use of those two words in relation to your pants, you can alter your pants and you can change your pants. But that's doing two very different things. Now, obviously, alter in that sense is used as a verb in the latter and as a noun in the former. But the English language can be odd like that. And so too can the language of the law. For example, if we take the word consideration. Now, the plain English meaning of consideration is to give thought to something. The legal meaning of consideration is used in the context of a contract. And it refers to each of the parties of the contract paying a price for what that party is to receive from the other under the contract. Same word, two totally different meanings. How do we become legally literate? We need to learn. And to learn is to gain or acquire knowledge of something by study or experience. And we all know that learning leads to change. And change happens from our experience, and learning is a direct result of how we interpret and respond to our own experiences. And we learn because we're taught, and the forces that might teach you are individuals, organisations, and your experiences. When we're taught, we acquire knowledge through those forces, and information is pieced together for us so that we ourselves can develop the necessary reasoning and thinking skills to learn from those teachings, and then to understand, interpret, and question that knowledge. Learning from our teachings helps us become literate. Working backwards from my initial question, why is it important to be legally literate, helped me to define what the problem is for small business owners in trying to become legally literate. And the problem is that there are barriers to adults accessing education generally, and for the purposes of complying with the rule of law, accessing legal education as a non-lawyer is difficult. And that's a significant problem given the operation of the rule of law. Remember, the rule of law says that all people are ruled by law and expected to live by and obey the law. But how can you do that if you don't know it? And how can you do that if you can't access the learning? So through some research, I discovered that the three biggest barriers to adults accessing education generally are money, time, and energy. And with the rising costs of operating a business and the rising costs of living, money is a major concern for everyone right now. And you also know as a small business owner that time and energy are limited resources. If you do have the money, time and energy to engage in educational courses, as an adult learner, you'll want to do a course that is relevant and gives you a reason for doing it. You will want to immediately be able to see the usefulness of doing a course and learning new skills or acquiring new knowledge before you commit to investing your time, money, and energy. Considering legal education more specifically, gaining an understanding of the law can be daunting. Just ask any first-year law student or graduate law student who's about to embark on their professional career. That's when you actually realise how much you don't know, even though you've just spent the last 4 years at uni. So when it comes to engaging in learning to improve your legal literacy, you'll want some reassurance that any course you undertake will not be too difficult or too complex, that it will be a tone and format appropriate to meet your particular needs, and facilitate your learning in a supportive community. In short, you need a learning solution that is right for you and your individual circumstances. So I had a look at what options are currently available to a person who does not want to study law, but needs to have legal knowledge for the purposes of operating their small business. And if you've undertaken a degree at a bachelor's level in the fields of accounting, economics, commerce, engineering, it's highly likely that at least one of your subjects addressed the law as it applies to your particular discipline of study and touched on some other aspects of law, such as work health and safety or consumer law. Many of the short courses in law offered by vocational colleges are centred around those who want to work or already work in the law and justice fields. If you've studied a trade through a vocational course, then again, you may have had some subjects that touched on areas of the law as it applies to your trade. Some universities offer short courses in the law, but they appear to be more focused on lawyers or those working in the legal and justice fields, improving their existing skills and building on their existing knowledge of the law. They assume a high level of knowledge and address specialised areas of law. And from a cost perspective, they can be quite expensive. Universities also offer postgraduate certificates in law, such as graduate certificates in business law. And these courses, or individual subjects within those courses, can be very expensive and may go beyond the scope of what a small business owner needs or wants to learn. And then we turn to courses offered through learning platforms such as Udemy. In my opinion, platforms like Udemy and Thinkific are excellent when offering hobby or introductory courses for people. They're a great resource to learn about how to grow vegetables at home or to introduce you to programming. And while there are many law-related courses offered on these types of platforms, it can sometimes be confusing to work out which ones actually apply to your jurisdiction. So, using a legal word, your jurisdiction, where you live, the country you live in, and the state or territory you live in. Because we know that with Australia as a federation of states and territories, that we have our Commonwealth laws and then we have our state and territory laws. And as a small business owner, you may operate your business in more than one state or territory or more than one country. So I did a search of one of these online learning platforms to search for courses on social media law. Social media law is a growing area of law. The internet and the social media platforms we use have given rise to very interesting questions for courts to consider, especially in the context of defamation. And social media law is something that all small business owners really need to know about because most of our advertising these days is done through social media platforms. So I searched on this platform for courses on social media law, and I clicked on a course about the implications of social media use in the workplace. Hot topic again for employers everywhere. On looking at those courses, just on the index of the page on the learning platform, it wasn't immediately apparent to me which country or jurisdiction the course related to. And it wasn't apparent either from the description or the section titled, who is this course for? Now, I was able to work out that the course was related to the laws in America from some of the terms used just in the general description. However, I only know that given my experience and background in the legal profession. And so while the course doesn't cost a king's ransom, I think it was maybe $30, it would be a waste of money for anyone based in Australia. But what's more concerning is that a small business owner located in Australia doing the course would acquire knowledge that is not relevant to their particular circumstances and might mean that that small business owner ends up breaching Australian laws without even knowing it. So there's the why and the what. Now for the how. How can small business owners be assisted to improve their legal literacy? There's a simple answer to that question, and one that we at the Legal Literacy Foundation plan to solve in a number of ways. We aim to improve your legal literacy through our free content, our podcasts, and our blogs. If you want to expand your knowledge or gain a deeper understanding of various aspects of the law, we will be offering short courses in plain English on a wide variety of law and legal topics. Our first course, to be launched in August of this year, is on the Australian consumer law. And the Australian consumer law is relevant to every business owner in Australia, big or small. To find out more and register your interest in this course, be sure to head to our website, www.llf.net.au, and click on Upcoming Courses. And while you're there, make sure you sign up for our newsletter. And don't forget to follow us on social media. I'm Erica Taylor. Thank you for listening to this episode of Legally Literate. Legally Literate is a production of the Legal Literacy Foundation. The Legal Literacy Foundation is dedicated to improving the legal awareness of Australian small business owners. We empower small business owners to critically assess the law and participate in the legal system with confidence through our blogs, podcasts, and online courses. Please leave us a review and be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about how we assist small business owners to develop and improve their legal literacy, visit www.llf.net.au. Thanks for listening.